Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again to Dr. Steve Wellum. We are working our way through the first volume of his Systematic Theology, and we have come now all the way to chapter 21. After this, we have just two more chapters, and we'll be done with this until the second volume comes out. But we're here at chapter 21, The Triune God Who Creates, The Doctrine of Creation. Let's start, Steve, just broadly to begin. Explain the, you mentioned this at the top of your chapter, just briefly highlighting the theological and even some philosophical significance of the doctrine of creation, how this gets us grounded for so much more, both theologically and philosophically, and more specifically, not just the doctrine of creation, but the doctrine of creation ex nihilo. So open that up for us. That way, and then we can get started working through more detail.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, great to talk about creation, which is so foundational, and that's what I try to pick up at the beginning of the chapter. Is that it's not just accidental that Scripture starts in Genesis 1:1, right, with the creation of the world out of nothing, but the whole doctrine of creation establishes what we have in theology, the whole creator-creature distinction. So God alone is God. There is a before the beginning. There is a before creation. The world is not eternal. So think of all of your theological grounding and worldview implications, so that the universe is not eternal. So this is not some kind of pantheism and God and the world intertwined eternally, and the world is some kind of emanation of God or so on. No, God alone exists as the triune God. He creates, and the universe comes into existence. So everything is now creation versus him as creator in terms of his being. And then all of the structures of the Bible in terms of who we are, how he has made us, our relationship to him. Then you even think of the grounding for anthropology, for, you know, what we are as created. We're not evolved creatures. We are made in God's image, and we were made good, and the setup for then what goes wrong in terms of sin. I mean, all of this is foundational, so that, you know, Christians often are want, you know, love the doctrine of salvation, but the doctrine of salvation is built off of the doctrine of creation. So we are created, fall has occurred, salvation is a restoration of that. And you have in creation, the creation of the world being good. So there's moral value to it, which goes against any kind of devaluation of the world. And so you have that in terms of Greek thought, Gnostic thought, even today, devaluation of the material, the body. We have people that think they are sort of, you know, have a different identity in terms of their physical being. And all of that is a denial of creation, creation order, marriage, family structures, male, female, private property. I mean, all of these things are grounded in God's creation of the world. So Genesis begins with creation, begins with the God of creation. And, you know, there's nothing like that in world religions. There's nothing like this in philosophical thought. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth is really foundational to an entire Christian view of God, ourselves, the world, and many, many other areas.